Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Tonight, there will be a handful of St. Louisans featured in the national championship game. We've talked about Christian Gray before with Notre Dame and Gabriel Rubio, who was also on that very same team. And also for Ohio State, Jalen Pace, who is also from the St. Louis area. So a lot of people here will be paying attention to what happens in that championship game because this is a good football area. Also want to shout out Jeremiah Love as well. Let's bring in on the guest line this afternoon, Dennis Dodd with CBS Sports, who is covering college football, has done so for a long time. Very good writer and with us now on KMOX. Dennis, good to talk to you. How are you doing?
I am good. How are you guys?
Oh man, this is a big day.
Big day.
And we're totally excited. I have decided to bandwagon Notre Dame. And I get the sense a lot of people think that Ohio State will win this fairly easily. How do you see it?
Well, it's recency bias, isn't it? I mean, you wouldn't have given Ohio State much of a chance to do anything 52 days ago when they were absolutely putrid against Michigan. But they had, I know this is a cliche a lot of times, a team meeting day or two after, aired their grievances, and just came out and played better. I think Ryan Day got across the point that he did in that post game, as bitter as it was, that we have a chance now to go in the playoff. It's still not acceptable at Ohio State to lose four in a row, and it'll be interesting to see 10 and a half months from now when Ohio State goes to Michigan, maybe as an underdog again, the chance for five in a row, how sticky a national championship is if they win tonight. But, no, they're very, very good. They're the best team in the tournament. They've got the most talent. They did, I thought, when the tournament started. But, again, we needed to see more out of them. Now they've won three games by an average of 20 points. So, yes, they should win the game.
Yeah, and it's interesting, too, how the expanded playoff has kind of changed the algorithm for the championship game. I know, feels like forever ago when Notre Dame lost to Northern Illinois, it was not good. It looked bad, but then they go on to win 13 games in a row. So a loss like that isn't necessarily a death sentence for a team.
No, and I think that's a great point going forward in this playoff. We've kind of saw it now that there are seven spots annually that don't go to conference champions. This is only the fourth time we are assured of this now, the fourth time a team that hasn't won its league will win a national championship since we started this, started the BCS, the championship games in 1998. It doesn't happen very often. It's going to happen more and more. So you can't afford a second loss as Ohio State did. Notre Dame, because they don't play in a conference, not so much, but they've won 13 in a row. In fact, that was part of the story to the first question. Marcus Freeman reminded this team, they didn't talk about it the whole season, like just keep your nose to the grindstone, win your games. Going into the playoffs, he said, I don't want to say celebrated, but mentioned the 100-day anniversary of that loss shortly before they started the playoff, I guess his motivation, and look where they are now.
You know, you mentioned the fact that Notre Dame is not in a conference, and it was James Franklin, the Penn State coach, that sort of he very much criticized them for not being in a conference, saying that they should be in a conference. Do you think so?
Well, let's first mention that anyone who has that take, James Franklin is probably not the guy to have it. He might want to participate in a conference championship game first before he says somebody should be in a conference. I think he's played in one. You know, they've won one Big Ten title back in 15 or 16. No, I mean, Notre Dame has the best of everything. In an ever-changing athletic NCAA world, they still hold to that idea in some small way that sports are, you know, a part of education. Everything else has just been professionalized. And I'm not saying Notre Dame players aren't getting NIL money, because they are. But it stands for something different. And it's not worth debating, because as long as they have access to the postseason, they're not going to go anywhere. Now we can talk about how they get $20 million that each team got for playing in this game. CFP reward for the two teams that get in. They get to keep all of that. But as Jack Swarbrick reminded me, their former AD, that's those other conferences. You know, that's how they choose to split up their money. We're not telling them how to split up their money. We get to keep it all. They could keep it all if they decided in that conference. Of course, it isn't that way. They have to split it. But no, that's not a thing going into this game, frankly, and it won't be for a while.
Well, looking at this game, with, as you mentioned at the beginning just a few minutes ago, that Ohio State should win the game. What is going to put Ohio State on its heels? What does Notre Dame need to do to put it on its heels?
I'm glad you asked, because I have Ohio State to win the game, but underneath the 8 points, I have Notre Dame covering, because I think they're going to play this game like they have the three other games in this tournament. They have dragged the opponent down to their level, kind of muddied it up. It's a hard team to game plan for, because there are some of their parts. You know, they get a kickoff return against Georgia. They lead the country in takeaways. They lead the country in points after turnovers. Their quarterback beat Georgia as both the leading rusher and throwing for less than 100 yards. Their offensive line has been a mess because of injuries, but it has succeeded. You mentioned Jeremiah Love. Jeremiah Love, since that 98-yard run against Indiana in the opener, Notre Dame's running game has averaged 3.27 yards. That's not good. So the one thing you put your hand on is they're really good defensively. They're going to try to limit the possessions, try to hold on to the ball, get first downs, keep it away from Ohio State. And frankly, the blueprint for an upset is 22 years old. If you guys remember this, in the Fiesta Bowl, Ohio State, in a similar game, was a big, big underdog to Miami. That was a forever Miami team. Just like Ohio State, a lot of draft choices on it. And Ohio State, limited possessions, made it a game in the 20s. Miami had 13 possessions in regulation and scored on four of them. The other nine, turnovers, interceptions, punts, blocked field goal. I assume you're going to see a lot of that tonight. And Ohio State's going to win one in the 20s, something like 23-17.
Dennis Dodd, CBS Sports, with us here on KMOX. And the first round of this new format of the 12-team playoff, and this is the first year that we've had it, got a lot of criticism from people because there were so many blowouts. I didn't think much of that. I don't think it was that big of a deal. I think a lot of people overreacted to it. How do you feel about the new format the way it is, and should there be 12 teams in it?
Well, as I reminded people after there was the uproar over that, in the previous 20 semifinal games that we've had in the history of the playoff, I think they're all decided by 18 points. That was the average. So number one, it's nothing new. Number two, as I recall, in the NFL playoffs this year, there's a lot of blowouts. Nobody seemed to be screaming about that. It is what it is. The matchups are what they are. The 12 team, I've never covered a better season. I mean, it's easy not to overthink this. The games are more compelling. The games are more compelling later in the season. The playoff, I think, has been great. I think it's held people's attention. The bowl season, remember they said the bowls will be ruined by the playoff, this month-long slog of playoff games? The bowls ratings are up 14%. The game is very, very healthy. You got two teams in it who have two of the biggest alumni bases, are going to draw in fans. That place is going to be packed tonight. So, no, I think it's been a success. I have no problem with 12. I think it's great, more opportunities. And I told people I would stake my house on the fact they're going to expand to 14 and 26. I think that's going to happen.
Well, the only thing that gets better ratings on television is the NFL. College football does very well. The NFL is just an absolute monster. And Marcus Freeman, the head coach at Notre Dame, his name has been attached to potential NFL teams in the future, and his response was, I haven't even thought about the NFL. Guys say that, but then they end up in the NFL. Do you think he will eventually find his way there?
Eventually? Obviously, if he keeps succeeding, but I have the same thought about him as I did in Lincoln Riley when he was the hottest thing going. He went to three straight playoffs with Oklahoma, you know, was the big guy at USC, and his name was just like this in the NFL. Boy, he's got to go. The Cowboys were calling, and I said, Lincoln Riley's got, God, at that point, 20, 25 years to make that decision on the NFL. That's how long his career is going to last. He's got it rolling, absolutely rolling at Oklahoma, until he didn't. Now he's in some sort of trouble at USC. I don't think he'd be hired as a head coach in the NFL, but I think the same thing applies to Marcus Freeman. He's 38 years old. He's got 30 years to make this decision, you know, if he keeps going like this. I just told you about the absolute number one school in terms of attention and hype. And obviously they're succeeding in football and allowing athletics to mix because he can get players in there. He can get players in the portal. He can develop them. So, no, I don't think he's headed anywhere anytime soon. His name has been linked to the Bears. But insiders close to him tell me that's not going to happen.
I wouldn't want to do it either.
The Bears.
I'm a Bears fan, and man, that team's a mess.
You walk into the locker room, you're like, listen, there's not hope.
Don't even bother.
Yeah. Have you seen these tweets from making fun of everybody they've interviewed? I got one from a real tweet from the Lawrence Police Department. Chief so-and-so has opted not to interview with the Bears. I mean, there have been others. Oh, it's been great.
What a joke.
Oh, no.
The organization's a joke. So, Dennis, a thing that we've spent a little time talking about on this show is the NIL situation, the money and the transfer portal and how confusing and how much of a mess it is. What is the next step of that? How does that whole thing make progress? Because it is confusing, and you know, coaches are having a difficult time with it, and you know, the money is has become a little cumbersome too. So what happens next there to make that more efficient?
Well, you've just extended this interview by 30 minutes.
Uh-oh.
If you want to. I'll try to summarize it as best I can. College sports, has been professionalized. We've lived that in real time. We've seen what it looks like. I've seen Shedeur Sanders drive to work in a Maybach. I've seen his gold watch. I've seen a roster made up of $20 million. Ohio State's roster tonight. Look at it. It took $20 million to assemble that roster. Do you care? Do you care on game day? No, the sport is absolutely the same. Everything else is details, whether it's collective bargaining, whether there's intervention from Congress, and you know, if they become unionized and become actual professionals under contract. I'm okay with it all because I feel like I'm living it right now. I've seen it. And these kids, they're still a shred of innocence for these 18 to 22-year-olds whose minds and bodies and philosophies and lives are being formed before our eyes. That's why college sports is so great. We get to cover that. We get to see these things. It's unlike NFL. I couldn't cover the NFL. The locker room is quote unquote open twice a week. Everybody who covers the team gets whatever the coach says when he comes out. There's no one-on-ones. College sports at least has that shred of innocence where it's still like that. And so if it gets professionalized, it's professionalized. We've already seen what it's going to look like now.
Dennis Dodd, enjoy the game tonight. I know you're going to. Again, you've picked Ohio State, but Notre Dame to cover the spread. So we're going to run with that. I'm going to run with that.
All right. Very good. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Thank you, Dennis Dodd. That is Dennis Dodd covering college football for CBS. And again, tonight, 6:30 is the kickoff. It'll be Notre Dame and Ohio State.
Or as on Dennis Dodd's Twitter, he took a picture of some fans. It's Catholics versus draft picks.
That's right. That's Amy Marks Kors. I'm Chris Ranji. Winter warm-up wraps up today at Busch Stadium and Ballpark Village. Cardinals season is getting closer and closer. This is KMOX.